being maybe the second most important turnover in the game. I mean, what does it say about the defense that you guys come up with five turnovers in one half? I mean,
we needed all five to win the game. It's just one of those games, man, where, you know, the defense needed to get some stops for our offense to, you know, put some points on the board and put our team in a position to win. It was the exact opposite last week. You know, so it is what it is. It's whatever it takes to get the W. We obviously know, you know, what it means to get turnovers, especially turnovers, you know, in the red zone or in plus territory. We had a problem with field position in that second half pretty much the whole time. So those stops were huge to be able to keep those points off the board.
Well, after that first drive of the second half, you guys really clamped down. Was anything said, or was it just kind of, it didn't need to be said?
No, nothing needed to be said. That, even that drive, we were kind of upset that we came out and let some runs get outside of us. Everything we did was just uncharacteristic. Guys getting cut out of their gaps. A couple, you know, missed assignments. And then they marched down, kicked the field goal. But other than that, you know, they hadn't really done anything before that until, except for the one big play. And we felt like we could, you know, that was a one-time thing. We didn't feel like we had an issue there. So we felt good about the plan and executing. If we could stop the run on first and second down, we felt like we could win on third down. And that's kind of what we started to do as the game went on. We actually went to a bigger personnel, put an extra linebacker out there. That helped us when they went to those three tight end sets. But, you know, guys stepped up. Darby's interception, P. Rob's interception, Mike's forced fumble. All of those, you know, we needed every single turnover to get this win.
You need a W, obviously, but does the defense need something a little more than you have played the previous 3 weeks?
No. No, we just needed to win. I mean, at the end of the day, we wanted to win the game that we're in, and we wanted, you know, home field advantage. We know how important that is to our season. And we had the opportunity tonight in front of, you know, the world on Christmas. We wanted to make sure that we didn't let this opportunity slip.
Now, do you have any preference on playing next week? Now that you've clinched number one, there's not time to play for next week. Do you have any preference?
I'm not there yet.
How crucial is it? Who expresses how important it is to have the number one seed, have home field advantage throughout the playoffs? The Link has been a real tough place to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, obviously we've played well or great at the Link so far. You know, not to have to travel anywhere. You talk about winning one home game and you're in an NFC championship. That's all, you know, that's all we're guaranteed right now. But, you know, if we were to obviously advance further than that, everything has to come through the Link. And that's a good place to be. We think our fan base can bring a little bit of an advantage for us. It was pretty loud today. So we're excited to be at home.
Loud and cold.
Yeah, that's how we like it.
You know as well as anyone how tough it is to play cornerback in this league. Mm-hmm. Darby admitted that maybe we played one of his worst games last week. To come back this week, and I don't think he really gave up much, and have that big interception. What's that say about him? And Mills came back from that, you know, giving up that early on that slug-o.
I mean, the biggest thing with Darby is, you know, we can't let him overreact to performances in certain plays. You know, we understand that we play in Philly, so we're looking for every reason to create a panic, but he can't think about that for himself. He's been a great corner and been a top corner we've had since he's arrived in an Eagles uniform. He's been making plays for us all year, and so it's not surprising to us. And so we got to constantly remind him, you know, who he is and what he's capable of doing. And those, if you do give up a play or you have a bad game, it doesn't define you as a player. Just continue to fight back, continue to step up, and you know that play that he had today, you know, that'll go down, you know, as in the history books when you talk about, you know, Christmas, you know, miracles. To have that kind of situation where it's not really looking that good and you come up with an interception and almost scored on it, we needed that play. Same as last week.